Business.
German Business. Pride and Prejudice. Many guest workers become guest entrepreneurs.
To the consternation of Uğur Şahin and Özlem Türeci, much of the couple's coverage in the German press focused on their Turkish roots. Our world can be saved from Mainz by children of migrants, was a headline in Bild, Germany's best-selling tabloid. Their story certainly defies the cliché of owners of doner kebab stands and fruit and vegetable shops, even if Mr. Şahin and Ms. Türeci, chief executive and chief medical officer, respectively, of BioNTech, would have preferred to read about the details of their firm's discovery, in partnership with Pfizer, an American drug maker, of a highly effective vaccine against COVID-19. There are other BioNTechs, says Rosemary Kay of the IFM, a think tank in Bonn. Migrants are much likelier than the average German to start a business. According to a recent survey by KfW, a state-owned development bank, one in four of the 605,000 founders of firms last year had foreign origins. They are not limited to groceries and gastronomy. Spotted, established by Nick Miftari, a refugee from Kosovo, is a dating website. Novum, created in 1988 by Nada Etmanan, who fled Iran, has become one of Germany's biggest chains of hotels. Immigrants to Germany, like Mr. Şahin, or those with at least one parent who was born abroad, like Ms. Türeci, number 19.6 million, representing 24% of the population. A study from the Bertelsmann Foundation, another think tank, found that members of this group own 773,000 businesses. Of these, 469,000 are sole traders. The rest are employers, mostly in construction, retail, and services. Their numbers are growing. By comparison, the number of other Germans who own businesses declined by 275,000 in the period to 3.2 million.